It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Maz.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98, a sports hub.
I want to apologize to all the fan supporters of Liverpool Football Club for the disruption I caused over the past 48 hours. Goes without saying, but should be said, that the project put forward was never going to stand without the support of the fans. No one ever thought differently in England. Over these 48 hours, you were very clear that it would not stand. We heard you. I heard you. In this endeavor, I've let you down. Again, I'm sorry, and I alone am responsible for the unnecessary negativity brought forward over the past couple of days. It's something I won't forget, and shows the power the fans have today and will rightly continue to have. If there's one thing this horrible pandemic has clearly shown, how crucial fans are to our sport and to every sport, it's shown in every empty stadium. Thanks for listening.
This really is an unbelievable story. And it's an unbelievable thing that John Henry did over in England with a personal video to the fans of Liverpool and English soccer for the nerve of going to try and start his own league or challenge the Champions League out there in Great Britain and Europe. And so this story is just, it is a massive story over in Europe. It's a massive story in the soccer world.
It's not enough. We want his head.
It's a little less here.
Wanker.
Because we don't fully understand it. Never mind the Champions League, Super League, relegation, Premiership, all those. We don't fully have our heads around it. And we're used to complete and shameless money grabs. Maybe we're more used to complete and shameless money grabs than they are in Europe for some reason. So we're just like, oh, they were just trying to pick up their stakes and leverage everybody for more money? That's all? That's it? That's really all you're upset about? So we don't fully appreciate it, but it is a bleep storm over there, Maz.
Oh, yeah, no, it totally is. And I'll tell you, here's the part that I don't get. And listen, I get the whole money grab thing, okay? I get it. But at what point is it enough? Like, John Henry's worth $3 billion, okay? $3 billion. Liverpool's, you know, they had, what, a borderline undefeated season, was a year or two ago? I mean, like, he cashing in big time. They bought the Red Sox for $730 million or whatever it was. It's now worth $3 billion, and he doesn't own the whole thing. Why do you keep needing to go get more?
Why are you still fighting against capitalism? Well, this is what capitalism is. It doesn't matter how much you have.
Greedy pigs.
Okay, but this is sort of my point. Is like, at the risk of what? Like, completely pissing off your fan base? Completely.
So they have new, I'm not justifying it. I'm just telling you the way capitalism works. They have new investors. Not everyone got in at the ground floor with John Henry and the Red Sox and Fenway Sports Group. So they've had new investors. They bought new things, and you want to keep making money. That's capitalism, no matter how much you have. So that's just like, so maybe you, like, we can wrap our heads around it. Where in Europe, it's just not as, it's not as entrenched.
Yeah. I just think at some point you run the risk of someone really saying, really? And then for the people, like, and I'm not, you know, I'm not fighting you on the whole capitalism idea. Yeah, I get it.
And I'm with you. I'm just, you know,
Maybe. But eventually people are going to stand up and say, enough.
Well, there they are. Here we're used to it.
Right. Yeah. Bend us over. Here, that's the American way.
Here we just accept it. Oh, it's a billionaire going for more billions.
I have no understanding or real interest in European soccer. It's just not for me. It's like the whole, you know, some people really like licorice thing you always say, Mike. But as far as the video is concerned, well, I mean, I got a take on that. I think he only did it because all these other clubs pulled out. And so to me, it just comes off as a little late and after the fact and disingenuous. Because if you cared that deeply, then actually show up for a press conference or at least do a Zoom where you take actual questions.
Well, I mean, he did this because his ownership there is actually in jeopardy.
Yes.
I mean, we had a soccer source. We do have a high-level soccer source who said to us yesterday, or maybe even the day before, he said, watch this thing. He could lose the team over this. And we're like, get out of here. Lose the team over this. No. It's that kind of scandal. So, like, whether you get the Champions League and the Super League and that crap or not, just picture Henry doing something here that pisses you off so bad he might be forced to sell the team. I don't know what that could be. It certainly wouldn't be breaking off for a special tournament with other big-powered clubs. Like, that would not force us to call him to sell the Red Sox. But picture something else. Whatever that is, that's what's going on over there.
Well, so look, and again, over there, he's an outsider, right? I mean, there's that. And I mean,
carpetbagger.
So there's a, and look, to some degree, he is here too, right? We treat him like 1 year because, you know, that's the way New England is. It's the way Boston is. It's the way it always will be. But this is even something different. This is like going across the pond and now you're taking our money as a country. Like, they get pissed at that. But I do wonder sometimes about Henry in particular. Like, I look at it and say, what's your mission here? Like, what are you trying to do? And like Shaughnessy writes us, and sometimes are they trying to piss everybody off? Because sometimes it comes off that way.
It is amazing how he walks into it. For such a mild-mannered, subdued, sort of what feels like just a level guy, he does things that just pisses people off.
Well, he doesn't understand people. He understands numbers. His friends are numbers and algorithms, and people like that don't pick up on social cues. And this is why he, and I think that ownership group, continue to fall into it time and again.
So he's not alone, right? There were 16 other clubs and 6 other British clubs.
Sure.
And so he's hardly alone, but that's a setup to say it's just another case of exceptionally poor judgment.
Yes, absolutely. Again, and this is what I'm saying. It's like, what are you doing? You've got the golden goose right now, for crying out loud. You have it. You have the golden goose between Liverpool and Fenway Sports, Roush Racing, the Red Sox, now LeBron James. You've got the golden goose.
And you squished it and made it into foie gras.
Murray, you can't do that enough.
Wanker.
You just can't.
It's like I'm watching Ted Lasso, Murray, wanker.
I'll tell you right now, from the time I got in the shower to the ride in here, all I did was British Felger and Maz on the ride in.
That's all I want.
Good.
That's all we need today. I'm telling you. But it's so, you know, as it relates to us, it is your owner, for all of his success. I mean, he's won here. He's won with Liverpool. It's like, He broke the curse. It took him and his ownership to finally figure it out. For all of that, he does so many things that are just, you know, display such poor judgment. It's like, how does that, it doesn't add up to me.
No, it doesn't. And look, I think there's a certain truth to what Murray said, that he just doesn't relate to people. He's wired differently. He's a different kind of cat.
I mean, it's literally like, I mean, I don't know what the equivalent, but it's the Red Sox, Yankees, Dodgers, and Giants say we're going to form a 4-team tournament. And
yeah.
2 days later, they say, oh, you don't want that? Well, I guess we have to back out of it. And it's like, but it's even bigger than that. It's just this massive venture, this massive undertaking. And in 48, 72 hours, they have to apologize, pull out, and do something John Henry has basically never done. And that is just, you know, personally appeal and apologize. You know, within a couple of days of doing it in the first place. I mean, there was hardly any equivalent. The only equivalent I've come up with is him barging into our studios. I mean, that is as close as it gets. I mean, has John Henry over the years ever apologized or made a personal video for their last place finishes? Did he ever do it for how it ended with Terry Francona and that whole thing? Again, the closest it was coming in here.
And I just came here to help you rate
it. Thank you, John. Don't need it. Has he spoken at all about Mookie Betts? Like, even they didn't do the press conferences this year. Has he ever put out a 2-minute video for anything related with the Red Sox? Not even close.
No,
not that I can remember. No,
I mean, I missed something.
I'll tell you, all the Red
Sox
fans.
Did you guys know that?
Well, John, what you might want to do now is do one for losing Mookie Betts, because all the Red Sox fans on social media, after seeing this thing, retweeting it, now do one for Mookie Betts.
Exactly,
now do one for Mookie Betts.
Exactly.
Larry, Tom, and John do not make baseball decisions.
This is going on 10 years ago. It was November of 2011, if I'm not mistaken. So that was, you know, 9 going on 10 years ago that John Henry did that with us. But where's the video for Mookie Betts?
What am I doing? I can't go into the specifics of what's going on.
Hey, did they finish last 3 out of 5 years over one stretch, or was it 3 out of 6?
Sounds right. No, it was 12, 14, and 15, I mean, right? Yeah, 3 out of 4, yeah.
They won a championship in there, but it's like, was there any apology for that?
Not that I remember.
Misleading the public?
So you understand how bad the bleep has to have hit the fan over there, and how bad he must have messed up to do this?
Oh yeah, they didn't understand the landscape.
Midnight video.
And yeah.
So, like, again, they're not alone, but boy, you'd want to think that John Henry is one of the smart ones. And, you know, never mind Michael Gordon, who, like, is supposed to be the wonder kid over there. Not that he's a kid, but, you know, really has done great work with that Liverpool stuff over there. And, you know, I think is kind of the heir apparent here with the Red Sox. I'd want him to be an exceptionally qualified guy. When John Henry said on that video, you know, I alone am responsible. He said that at one point during that 2 minute.
Yeah, thing. Yeah.
I alone am responsible for this.
Producer, Mr. Stewart, nodding his head, is responsible for all this ultimately and all of your misinformation.
No, so what I
these are cuts I don't even remember.
I know, these are fresh cuts.
Yeah, these are new.
The so it's like, was Mike Gordon like, John, not a good idea, we don't need this. And he just went ahead and did it. And that's why he put his balls out there, and that's why he's the one saying, I alone am responsible for this, or were they all responsible for it? And, you know, I think it just sort of goes to, as it relates to us, the overall judgment and decision-making of John Henry.
Yeah,
I'm here to answer your question.
There's a disconnect there. I just don't know if he doesn't anticipate what people are going to respond to or what. The part that bothers me is, I think this is obviously entirely avoidable, 100% avoidable, and the greed is the part that bugs me. The greed.
Those teams, those British Premier League teams, make on par. I think they're second. I think they're ranked just behind the NFL teams. And you look at the list, they always do it. The Forbes most valuable franchises in the world. You know, Man U and those teams are right up there. Okay, so the Premier League, in terms of value of franchise and revenue that they make, is right behind the NFL. It's right there. And this Champions League has been a whole boon. And the Champions League, though, you have to qualify for. The top four teams qualify for it. And I think it's UEFA that runs it, which is the governing body in Europe. And so they spread the money a little bit. They spread it to all member clubs, and it's sort of more of a socialist sort of thing. And
you're misleading the public?
I think I have this right, John. Again, it's, you know, a little foreign to us. But so what these clubs wanted is, well, we don't want to qualify for the thing. We just want to be in our own thing. And we don't want to share the money with all the piddling clubs in UEFA and F them. This is just about us, because we drive these clubs. The big clubs are the ones that make the thing what it is. So we're going to break out and do our own thing and screw UEFA and screw the smaller clubs. And we don't even want to have to qualify for the thing. We're in it automatically every year, and we'll just bank all that revenue. And again, if that equivalent happened here in America, we'd say, oh, well, that's par for the course. 17 games in the NFL. 4 rounds of 7 games each. I mean, it's all stupid. It's just ridiculous, but it's a money grab, and we accept billionaires going for more billions. In Europe, I guess it's a little harder of a sell.
Oh, for sure. So again, I heard them talking about this on Zolak and Bertrand. Let's use the NFL equivalent. 12 teams want to have their own in-season tournament. No one else gets to play and sell their own TV deal and everything else. The Patriots, the Cowboys, the Steelers, the Packers. You're telling me part of you wouldn't look, and I understand this is America, but part of you would look at that and go, ooh, that's kind of in bad taste.
We wouldn't make anyone sell the team over.
Okay, so that's fair.
Or riot in the streets.
No. Okay, so again, but, you know, there's a long-standing history there. Long-standing, deep-rooted. Europe existed long before we did, and not to go 300 years of history on
you. Did you guys know that?
Let alone 2000. But, like, what are you doing?
I want to know what Mickey Green from the Green Street Hooligans says about this.
Well, that's be coming up on Mickey and Gareth on 98.5 The Athletic Center. You want to call us 61-777-0985.
Did you hear that number? Holy crap!
Zolak and Burton were playing.
I'm here to answer your question.
They were playing British talk radio from today. It is, I'm telling you, John Henry has stepped in it. It's not our pile of crap, But it's a pile of crap somewhere. And this guy,
rubbish,
who he just steps in it. That is another thing too. It's like Mr. Magoo walking around stepping in crap on both sides of the pond. And the guy's so nebbish, computer guy. Like, how do you do that? How do you do that? So what are your thoughts on it as it relates to the Red Sox? As a Red Sox fan, would you like a video or two from John Henry?
That's right. Again, call 61-777-0985. We'll take your calls.
Our number's actually 617-779-0985.
Producer, Mr. Stewart, nodding his head, is responsible for all this ultimately and all of your misinformation.
Boston's home for sports.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline, ma.org, or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Felger and Mass.
Mike, you there?
Yeah, good. And you? Oh, yeah, I have a landline. This is my landline, yep.
Now, more Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Good evening, Mr. Henry. We're from the BBC. Any word for the fans? Any word for the fans, please? Is this the end of your plans for the ESL? Do you still intend to keep hold of your ownership in Liverpool? Mr. Henry, we couldn't hear you earlier. Is there anything you would like to say to the fans of Liverpool? Is there anything you would like to say? We can't hear you.
It's John Henry getting heckled by the BBC, the British press outside Fenway Park last night.
All I've done all day is since I've watched this clip. Mr. Henry, it's the BBC. Do you have any word for the fans? Mr. Henry, BBC. How'd they get here so quick?
You know what it feels like to me, in all honesty, watching those videos? Like a Netflix documentary. I'm not kidding, Murray. I feel like I was watching a Netflix documentary going, oh my God. Like, the Brits spilling into the U.S., hanging outside of Gate B over there by Van Ness Street.
Is your bird, Linda, wearing a new pair of Jimmy Choo's? Is that where the money's going, Mr. Henry? Mr. Henry, the BBC, would you like to answer the fans? God.
Jimmy, let me just hear it again, please. So it's just, I mean, this is what, like, this what...
Good evening, Mr. Henry. We're from the BBC. Any word for the fans? Any word for the fans, please? Is this the end of your plans for the ESL? Do you still intend to keep hold of your ownership in Liverpool? Mr. Henry, we couldn't hear you earlier. Is there anything you would like to say to the fans of Liverpool? Is there anything you would like to say? We can't hear you.
So polite, too.
Why are you such a weak-willed wanker? Just with the way that they say it, they can say something terrible and it still comes up.
Is there anything you would like to say? We can't hear you.
I'm sorry, for a guy who's so successful, he can't get out of his own way.
Stunning. It is. It's stunning.
Mike in Nashville.
Is there anything you would like to say? We can't hear you.
Michael up in New Hampshire, go.
I'm trying. I know squat about European soccer, but I think the Sox won again yesterday, right? So you touched on it, Mike. They've had a good run under Henry's ownership, and I think, you know, the guy's a kind of a nerd, but he doesn't really interfere with the baseball people, right? Mm. He lets them run the show. Mm. So I'm okay.
Well, look, he's been a very good owner. I mean, but he does still step in it.
It's
It's like he just can't be normal, or I don't know.
Because he's not.
I mean, there's always something there. It's like, really, John? Like, why don't you just, you run the team pretty well, and you've invested in it, you spent on it, you've done great stuff with the park and the neighborhood, and like, just sort of let it stand for itself and speak for itself, and there's always just something he just can't get out of his own way.
Yeah, look, again, I said this to you off the air, and I thought I'd said it publicly, but maybe not. If I were the Red Sox, I wouldn't let him talk. I wouldn't put him in press conferences. I wouldn't put him on videos. I wouldn't do any of that. He's not telegenic, and he doesn't relate to people. And by the way, I don't say that to pick on him. I'm just telling you, the guy's a genius. He doesn't understand human emotion and reaction, and sports are built on it. So you know what? That's okay. Just keep him out of the way. Don't let anybody see him.
Jack in the car, go.
Hey, guys, how are you? Thanks for taking my call. Couple of comments on...
Quickly, Jack.
John Henry. Yeah. There? Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Yeah, a couple of comments on John Henry. I wonder if LeBron's stake in the Fenway Group was partly because of this deal, this pending deal that obviously blew up in their face. That's one thought. And the other thing I'd like to say about Henry, I think he's the biggest carpet-bagging, socially awkward, you know, nutcase we've ever had as an owner. I want to make this one comment.
That's it, Jack. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. The thing is, he's considered a carpetbagger everywhere he's gone. It's like, isn't there someone that's going to claim you? I mean, who's going to claim? So he grew up in St. Louis or Missouri, right?
Yeah.
Like, so he was a carpetbagger in Miami. He was thought as a carpetbagger here. He's a carpetbagger in Britain, right, Murray?
That's right.
So it's like,
and don't forget, my favorite player was Red Schoendijk.
So he has no people. Which is, again, weird. I guess not his fault.
He's in limbo.
I've heard LeBron being brought up a lot. LeBron has nothing to do with this. I mean, did he come in thinking that there might be a bigger payday because of this?
Maybe,
but so maybe that's what I'm talking about. Like, how can you be worth billions and billions and your franchise be worth billions and billions and you need more and you need another blatant money grab? Well, you bring in new investors promising them you have other plays. You have other things in your back pocket. And that's, how capitalism works.
Yeah, so look, and I understand that. I just, at some point, you say, boy, you're really shooting yourself in the foot, though. Like, you just get to the point where you anger everyone else that's involved. And the run here, like, if you said to me right now, because I hear people say this all the time, you know, you want John Henry to sell. I don't. Do you remember what the Red Sox were before they got here? They didn't spend money on the team. They had a $50 million payroll if you were lucky.
Oh, totally.
If you were lucky.
It was run by
It was a mom and pop Mickey Mouse operation.
Trust.
It was mom and pop Mickey Mouse. And now they're legit. It's a big time operation. I give them credit for that. But they do sort of oscillate on this, you know, bad year, good year thing that drives me bananas because they just kind of float with the wind.
And the overreactions, you know, the overcompensation to a past mistake sort of shows bad leadership or not great judgment, and that's been a hallmark of his, you know. There's just been a million examples of it, right? We've got, we let Lester go, so we overspend on Sale. Like, that's just the latest one, but there's just been a million examples of that, of them just going in the opposite direction because one thing didn't work. Ben in the car. Go ahead, Ben.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We're good. What do you got?
I'm just calling to say, how out of touch is John Henry with the fans? I mean, 10 years ago, the team was bankrupt. We've gone to a few finals, won the league last year, won the Champions League the year before, and he's just been pulling garbage the last few years. I mean, he raised ticket prices, failed. He tried furloughing staff last year, failed because of fan protests, and now this happens. I mean, and the apology video, it looked like something from South Park, like the episode, just being like, sorry, sorry.
It is amazing. He wins here. He's the only guy to win here in a century, and fans can't stand him. When's the last time Liverpool won on the level they won on the other year? I mean, so it's been a long time there, too. I don't have the numbers, like, here, but...
And that was a runaway. Liverpool ran away with it.
I mean, he brings, you know, he's bringing championships to these places, and people can't stand him. It's like, so that's odd. So something doesn't add up there. That doesn't make sense.
I agree. I don't know what it is. And I don't know if it's... Look, I would say that in both places he turned them from, you know, mom and pop, our team kind of thing, into a corporate enterprise, right? Like, there was definitely that element, and maybe people are resentful of that. Maybe people are resentful of the fact that he's not here. Maybe people are resentful of the fact that he doesn't really have people skills. Maybe it's all of that.
You just can't relate to him on a personal level.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think that's a big part of it. Like, you know, I once said to someone that he doesn't understand the fan base here. And they said to me, he doesn't understand people. It's not that. Right. It's people. It's human beings.
He's a cold, nerdy robot like that C-3PO.
So, again, continuing to get commentary from Mickey Green of the Green Street Hooligans. Is that what it was?
That's
Mickey
right. Green. Yeah. Now we've turned it into a show. Very popular show. Mickey and Gareth, 98.5 The Athletic Center. Afternoons over here across the pond.
More on this. I have a Bruins Minute for you coming up right after Big Jim Murray's update. Don't go anywhere.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
The Dave McGilvery Finished Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Felger and Mass.
I'm just going to ramble and rant for 15 minutes if you let me. I'm not joking.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
5 seconds remaining in this one in Buffalo. And the horn is going to sound. Tuukka Rask will celebrate his first shutout of the season. The Boston Bruins have now won 5 straight. Your final tonight from Buffalo. Bruins 2, Sabres nothing.
Okay, quick Bruins Minute for you. About to transition in my Bruins analysis and Bruins sort of approach. And let me explain.
Oh?
Yeah. I'm now going to take them seriously as a cup team. I am.
Make the positive commercial, Bruins.
Okay, well, no, I mean, I don't know. Well, let me tell you where I'm coming from now.
They don't do that stuff.
So I'm going to take them seriously. But before, up until this point, I was in the category of, well, let's see if we're going to have a hockey season. And they're imperfect, but if they do this, they might have some chances. But so no. Now I'm going to treat you like one of the serious cup contenders, which means we'll put a little more scrutiny on you and pick you apart a little bit more and find the faults, because to win a cup, you've got to have as few faults as possible. So I'm going to be harder on them, is what I'm saying. Because to win a cup, you're going to have to shore up some things. You're not quite there. But at least you're in the conversation. I didn't think you'd be in the conversation. I wasn't sure confident you'd be in the conversation, but I think you are.
You've gone from pessimist to tough hockey dad. I like it.
Well, yeah, exactly. I've gone from, there were a couple days in there where if they had lost a specific game, I was going to come in the next day and give them the commercial. You're done. You suck. You're done.
Oh, yeah, pre-deadline. It looked gross.
Blow it up. Okay, which at that point, it's not worth picking you apart because the big picture isn't good enough. Now, okay, I'm going to give you a sniff at the cup, which means a couple different things. One, what's up with Tuukka Rask back? Do you hear him after the game last night?
Yes.
He said something along the lines of, well, it's good enough to play.
Yep.
Kind of a lukewarm, like, yeah, it's good enough to play. But, you know, it's about keeping it strong and making sure that it doesn't flare up again. So getting the proper rest and the proper strength, and it's good enough to play. So he's basically saying it's still not 100% and I got to be careful with it. And so now it's like, all right, so here we go. It's like the daily Tuukka watch. How's your back? And at any moment, he's skating off the ice holding the small of his back. I don't know why that pisses me off. I'll tell you why it pisses me off, because I don't fully trust him.
Yeah, he's like a walking fault line. It could go wrong at any moment, whether it's on the ice or off.
I didn't love that comment either. That scared me.
So, like, if he's being honest, he's being honest. But it's like, okay, so this is what we're doing? Pins and needles with Tuukka's back the whole rest of the way. Well, that's no way to live. And, oh, by the way, once you get in the postseason, you're going to have to play every night. And there's going to be some situations where it's Tuesday night, Wednesday night. And can you do it? Or are you already complaining about the back? Or what? Or maybe you're totally faultless. It's not your problem. It's a real injury, and it just is what it is. Well, that still annoys me because, once again, here we are, and we have to be concerned about you posting or not. So this makes it all the more important that Jeremy Swayman, to me, stays on the bench, stays as the number two. I'm not worried about him staying fresh because he's going to have to play a lot here in the last 14 games or whatever it is because Rask can't do it. Keep Swayman there. Keep Swayman there. And I guess we're all sort of powerless here, but here we go again with Tuukka's, whether Tuukka posts or not. That's one. Two, Charlie Coyle cannot be invisible like he's been invisible. I mean, you just can't have that. I mean, even if the second line is now legit with Krejci, Hall, and Craig Smith, and even if the fourth line is rejuvenated with the Lazar kid, it's like Charlie Coyle has now brought down Nick Ritchie and Jake DeBrusque even further. Like, those guys were zeros to begin with. I mean, Nick Ritchie wasn't. When he was playing with, better players up with Krejci or obviously on the power play, he was getting goals. He was parking his butt in front of the net and getting goals. With Charlie Coyle, because Coyle is so far out to lunch and so far away from making any sort of plays, that Nick Ritchie has now completely disappeared and Jake DeBrusque has no chance. He had disappeared before this. They have to bench Charlie Coyle. They have to get his attention. They have to do something. 24 straight games without a goal? I mean, and I think there's only 4 assists.
And given the chances that he's had, that just doesn't doesn't make sense.
There was a possession last night in the first period, I think it was, where he was carrying the puck and got it taken away from him so easily that I thought, holy crap. Like, and again, you were on this earlier than I was.
I saw it the first week of the season. There's something not right with this guy. I'm sorry, go.
No, so, and that, because his possession game was always a strength, even when he first got here. He wasn't getting the results, he wasn't getting the production, but he could hold the puck and no one would take it away from him.
Even when
he doesn't even do that now.
When he got here, he's never been a huge point producer, but he did, Maz, you're right, he controlled possession. He'd get the puck on his stick and he'd A-frame you and you couldn't get it from him. Now, it still would never go in the net, but he did control the play and control possession. And now it's like not even close. He's just out for a skate. Watch him. There's a thing in hockey called hard stops. Hard stops. And that's how you grind it out. That's how you get pucks. That's how you win pucks. That's how you stay in the play. You hard stops. You don't overskate the play. You don't take these big looping circles. Watch him out there. He's just making these big looping circles. There's no hard stops. Taylor Hall does it too.
Oh, he does big time.
Thank you. Just a lifetime of bad habits with Taylor Hall. You watch it with him. He's just out for a skate. Big figure eights skating around. But Taylor Hall's been doing that for a decade because he's just been on such bad teams. He's just developed these horrible habits, and he still has them in his game. I can understand that. Charlie Coyle, it's like, where'd this come from all of it? So you sign your contract and you're just out for a skate now? Bench him. Sit him. Sit him down. 24 games, no goals, 4 assists, minus whatever. I don't even have it in front of me. Does it matter? I mean, even, at his usual unproductiveness is half a point a game. That's what he is. That's his usual level of underachievement. Like 0.4, 0.45 points per game. Just under half a point a game is usually what he is at his general normal level of underachievement. 4 points in 24 games? Bench him. Sit him. What are you waiting for? What are you doing?
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
I mean, so he's a penalty killer. Like, that's his prime thing. And he's decent at it because he gets his ass back and he's got good reach. And so he's out there penalty killing for $5-something million a year. Sit him. Sit Charlie Coyle.
I mean, they'll bench someone like DeBrusque more than a month ago. I don't see the reluctance to do it with him.
Sit him.
It might get him right.
Well, because he's more senior. That's why. And they're being careful. They don't want to, like, lose him. So, and I was just looking it up. The 24 games, 34 shots on goal in 24 games. Won a game.
So that's Murray. When you keep saying the chances, I don't think he had one last night where Hall sent him an aerial pass that he almost batted out of the air. And then he skated right out of the play. But I don't think he gets chances. I don't think he's there. I don't think he sticks his nose in there. I think he plays an exceedingly soft game, and it really frustrates me because I think he's got talent and size, and he's got skills. He could be something. So that's got to correct itself if you really want to be a cup team. And then there's a concern that I have. That is, I just think, is now you look forward, it's the physicality. And are you big enough and tough enough to stand up to the Capitals or a team like the Blues if they come down the pike? And now you got to start looking at the rest of the league and see what's what. But what prevented you from winning it all a couple of years ago was size and toughness, and you got bullied. You got bullied out of that final by the Blues. Are you better positioned to stand up for that now?
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit. I'll tell you what a big thing, though, is, and I started back then. I thought their D-core was the big thing back then. They were too small. As it turned out, their first line's also undersized. Let's not delude ourselves. This is why they get shut down sometimes.
Absolutely.
Because they get smacked around and grabbed and held, and Pasternak's flopping around, and Bergeron, God love him, but he's still, he's not the biggest guy in the world, and Marchand's undersized. The D-core. You got to get Miller and Carlo back. And this is also why what's-his-name's important, the guy they just got, Riley.
Yeah.
So, he's another one. McAvoy can play physically. He's fine. He'll hold up. But some of the other ones, you got to have – if you don't have Carlo and Miller in there, you're toast.
Okay, so Craig Smith is here to play that style and not, again, fight anybody, but he's a grinder and a supposed to be a tougher player.
I'm okay with Smith. I think Smith plays the whole, 200 feet.
And Coyle has the size to do it. I don't know if he's got the heart or the balls or whatever to do it. But he's got the size to stand up to that. Pasternak won't. Marchand and Bergeron will do all they can, but they're limited, undersized. And Krejci's a finesse player. So this is a concern. That's something you got to see if they can figure that out, like they couldn't figure out against the Blues, because you're going to have to play that way against the Caps. And so there's your Bruins minute. It's time to turn up the heat on them. All right. You're a real team. You should make the playoffs. That shouldn't be a problem. And you're going to be in it. You've shored up your holes. You're getting just tremendous goaltending, and here we go. All right, you want to win a cup? It's time to take a closer look and a harder look at you. So that's why I'm with the Bruins. We will get your calls on that. We'll get your calls on John Henry. We do have to put a couple names on the big board. It's back. Let's go to linebackers today. Let's do inside linebackers, and we come back on the Felger and Maz big board. Don't go anywhere.
Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go, on the Sports Hub app.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
The Dave McGilvery Finished Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Felger and Mass, number one, because they know how to build winning relationships.
Ooh, isn't the show so great when you're not there, Felger? Yeah, I got a ton of those. I sent those.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know the drill by now. Here's the first page. I'm going to open up to the first page because I think there's a chance they could take the number one defensive end on the board.
I'm ready to go.
Oh, I missed badly. Dark green.
Over by the 12?
Yeah.
Added to Kumbo. Ogunjai. Added Kunbo.
Oh,
yeah. Okundushi.
He's
a lot of Kumbo Okundushi.
Yeah, yeah.
Add to Kumbo. Add to Kunbo. Ogunjai. Ogundoji brings the kind of functional strength and relentless effort to make an early impact.
Like what? He can move furniture?
He can get open a jar of pickles, no problem. When you can't get that jar open, call on this fella.
Yeah, you're going to help me move a couch.
Okay, weak points. Ogundoji isn't an edge burner.
He's wound a little tight. What you looking at?
Yeah.
Don't talk to me like that.
I got bills.
He's wound a little tight. What was that?
Yeah. Stop talking to me right now.
Like my wife coming home from work.
Got a lot on my plate.
Lighten up, Francis. It's not that bad. I can't believe I agreed to do this.
Here comes Ogundoji. There's always something the matter with him.
Delivering refrigerators for Best Buy.
His ceiling isn't particularly high, but his floor is reasonably solid. Again, with that functional strength and effort he showed at the collegiate level. So the big board's back. That was yesterday's highlight. The fellow with functional strength. As opposed to just strength, you know, strength.
No, it's functional.
Functional, as opposed to dysfunctional strength.
Yeah, if your car breaks down, he can push you to a gas station.
It's like you're strong in your big toe. Well, what's that going to do for you?
Zero.
You want functional strength. So as you can tell, some of these write-ups get a little silly, which is part of the reason we do this. This is how Felger and Maz predict who the Patriots are taking at the draft. We chuck markers at draft magazines. Simple as that. Felger and Maz's draft board and their big board and exclusive draft coverage is brought to you by the Peterson School, drafting the hardest working people in the trades in Woburn, Westwood, and now Worcester. Classes enrolling now at petersonschool.com today. Inside linebackers, we'll do outside linebackers later in the program. So Maz and Murray, again, they have little Nerf footballs with markers stuffed in the nose of them, and wherever that hits on the magazine or the cardboard is who they're going to take. I have the first page open here in my Athlon Sports Guide. Go ahead, Murray.
Here we go, Murray. Oh, good one. Hit number 30. Is that number 32? What is that?
Yep, 32. From Nick Bolton from Missouri.
Okay. Nick Bolton.
Okay. Put him on the board.
All right, hold on.
I'll read you the bios later in a minute. Got to go to a different page here. Okay, page 2 from the Athlon's Guide. Go ahead. Don't hit the equipment or me. Oh, good throw.
We've been nailing the pictures. That got the picture.
Okay, that got the picture, you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or right next to it, either one.
If it got the picture, who the hell is this? Monty Rice. Monty Rice from Georgia. Okay? Put him on the board.
Love those SEC players, though.
Real quick. So, inside linebacker in need, Maz?
Absolutely, yeah. They could use a good young linebacker. And young being the operative word. Like, they need good young impact players. They don't have many of those. Not young ones.
So, inside linebackers generally, it's not a really high drafting premium position, so it's rare for a lot to go up high, but maybe with their needs. All right, go ahead. This is the other draft magazine, page 2. Go ahead.
Oh, good one, Murray.
Good throw, Murray.
That was controlled,
yep,
too.
That was right.
See what happens when you refine your delivery?
Patty Fisher, Northwestern.
Patty.
Oh, he's Irish.
Patty Fisher, Northwestern. Okay,
is
stand
by.
Is
that P-A-D-D-Y?
Talk for a second.
Patty, like with D's, like Padraig, or Patty, like Patrick or Patricia? Like Patrick and Patty. Where's he from? Northwestern?
Yes,
he got no shot at taking
Patty from Northwestern.
Seriously. A linebacker named Patty from Northwestern is a place kicker at Bent Florida State.
Nick Bolton, Missouri. 6'2", 232.
Oh, way too small.
Just 6 feet? He's tiny.
Way too small.
Not their kind of guy.
Oh, way too small.
This is a waste even to read it. Bolton isn't.
Yeah, he'll play in the SoCy League.
Draft this guy to cover punts. Bolton is an aggressive, fast-flowing linebacker who seems to thrive off collisions, either with the ball carrier or with blockers. No, go. You want the ball carrier there, fella. His physical style and football character are off the charts. He diagnoses quickly and attacks downhill, looking for the shortest path to the ball. He moves with a suddenness that often catches blockers on their heels.
Mm.
He has plenty of pop as a tackler, despite his relatively small size. Weak points. Obviously, Bolton's lack of length will become more problematic in the NFL, where his inability to keep blockers out of his chest will make it more difficult to work through traffic.
This guy's got no shot, if you ask me.
Nope,
zero.
Not here. The linebacker's much bigger than that. Either
was
way.
Was he on page 1?
He was on the first page, yeah.
That seems ridiculous.
That's pathetic.
So, okay, well, this is according to Athlon. He's their third inside linebacker. They have Parsons listed as an outside linebacker.
Okay. Right.
So I don't know if that, well, whatever. Okay, here's Monty Rice. 6'1", 235.
I just can't take many guys serious whose name is Monty. I just can't do it. I don't know what it is.
Another guy who I just don't think is big enough for them. A physical thumper. Rice was at the heart of Georgia's defense the past 2 years. He's fast to diagnose and attack as a run defender, planting his foot and moving quickly. He packs a punch when he arrives at the ball carrier.
How big is he again? Can you repeat that?
6'1", 235.
Too small.
Weak points. He's undersized.
Yep, there you go.
And that lack of length will show up when he tries to take on blocks at the NFL level. He might be relegated to a scheme that will keep him covered up. Not here. I take that back. There's two gapping up front, so who knows? The size just doesn't profile for a Patriots kind of guy.
So can I just say quickly, I just looked up Gerard Mayo. He's listed as 6'2", 230.
So
could that have been his draft size coming in?
But it feels like he was much bigger than that.
Yeah, maybe he got bigger when he was here.
So, hey, you know, whatever it takes.
Did you just clear your throat?
I died a little
tickle.
Greek salad there left in there. Okay, this Patty Fisher character from Northwestern.
Patty.
6'3", 240. A little closer. Strengths. Coach on the field who made the calls for his teammates pre-snap.
Oh, Belichick loves that.
Consistently put his guys in a position to win. He reacts well to what he sees from quarterbacks and blockers. He's effective with angles and positions, high-effort player, consistently hustles to the ball, and wants to be a part of gang tackles. So let me just sum this up. He's smart, takes good angles, and wants to be in on gang tackles. He can't run. He's probably slow as molasses.
Just right up their alley. What day do they have him projected as?
Sixth, seventh round. Weaknesses.
Oh, they'll take him.
Fisher doesn't have the coverage chops to hold up outside of zone coverage in most situations. Lack of athleticism will make three-down linebacker chores in the pros difficult. Sufficient size for the position, but not capable of taking on blockers. So if he doesn't cover and can't take on blockers, what the hell is he doing?
He's a pile jumper.
He will get eaten up easily when forced to work between the tackles. Well, he's an inside linebacker. Where he's supposed to work between the tackles. This guy blows. He's a pile jumper. Yeah, pile-jumping middle linebacker who can't play between the tackles.
From Northwestern.
Put him on the board. Sounds like their kind of guy. Yeah. He'll be cheap.
Yeah, he's a special team. He's a three-down player.
Okay, you want to talk about the draft? You can. That Bruins minute, you can. The John Henry fiasco, which is what it is. Another fiasco for John Henry. It doesn't matter if it's American crap or British crap. He will step in it. He will find it and step in it. And he's done that again with this Super League nonsense. I have one other baseball item that I just want to get to off the top of the hour, and that is baseball coming back? Are the numbers up, the ratings up, or is baseball suddenly hot again, or at least lukewarm? I want to give you some data to maybe support that after Murray's 90-second update. No commercials. Don't go anywhere.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
The Dave McGilvery Finished Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.